Moreno is a MAGA mistake for black families. If Moreno is elected senator, he'll push to eliminate diversity, equality, and inclusion programs as part of the racist MAGA Republican Project 2025. We've come too far to let extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. MAGA Moreno is a mega mistake for Ohio. Register to vote by October 7th at ohiovoterguide.org and re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. Paid for by Win Senate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thank you so much for tuning in here on Friday, September 6th, the final Friday before your Jacksonville Jaguars begin their season in Miami against the Miami Dolphins. Happy Teal Friday. We are two sleeps away from the Jacksonville Jaguars opening up this season. Saw the Chiefs and the Ravens duke it out last night. That was quite the contest. Quite the contest in Kansas City. It's a little bit of sloppy play, but there was also some excellent moments. But right now, we're here to talk about Jaguars at Dolphins. Matchups to watch. There's a ton of them in this ballgame. Especially when you look at a new season, there's just so many questions. Especially when you look at the fact that the Jaguars really needed to revamp their running game, the blocking up front. They have a new defensive coordinator. The Dolphins have a new defensive coordinator. Dolphins have speed out the yin-yang on offense. So there's a lot to get into. I'm fired up for it. Really appreciate y'all being here. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jenjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear. Become a channel member here on YouTube. So I think I'd be remiss if I did not start with Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle versus the Jaguars secondary, versus the Jaguars corners. How does Ryan Nielsen deploy his coverages? I imagine it will be somewhat varied, because not only is this how do you defend Tyreek and Jaylen, but how do you muddy the picture for Tua, right? But do you press hard? Try to beat the receivers up at the line of scrimmage? We've seen that done before against the Miami Dolphins. Do you bracket Tyreek Hill with Ronald Darby and a safety and then put Tyson Campbell on Jaylen Waddle? Again, do you change the looks up post-snap? Are you able to be physical despite all the motion and movement? There's a lot that they have to deal with here defensively from a secondary perspective with Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle, because that is the fastest duo in football at wide receiver. Tyreek Hill is dominant. He was voted the number one player in the NFL by the players for a reason. He's as difficult to deal with as anyone in the league. But what's Ryan Nielsen going to do? And when those moments do happen where it is Tyson Campbell one-on-one with one of these guys, Ronald Darby one-on-one with one of these guys, can they handle it? Can they handle it? Those are terrific matchups to watch. And then I think Eric Armstead versus Eichenberg, Robert Jones on the interior. When the Jaguars get into third down on defense and Eric Armstead kicks inside and he's playing, again, against these guards, trying to create interior pressure, make it difficult for Tua, can he do that? You know, he hasn't played a lot of football since the injury. But these guys are not quality guards. Robert Hunt's playing for the Carolina Panthers, got a big ass bag. And then Eichenberg and Jones are guys that you didn't really want in the starting lineup. Like, they're not great guards. They're not great starting guards. Eichenberg is more of that kind of guy that you use as a flex for all your spots on the interior. Robert Jones is okay. I don't think any of them is a good matchup for Eric Armstead. Certainly don't think Aaron Brewer is either, if they want to get that matchup going against the center. But this is a difficult offense to prepare for, to deal with. But can Arik Armstead create that interior push on money downs? And if not Arik Armstead, you know, there are other candidates for guys that can do that. Devon Hamilton, will he be out there on third down? If it's like a third and passing situation, I'm not sure. Certainly, Roy Robertson-Harris has shown he can do that. I think Mason Smith can do that. But it'll be fascinating to see that interior versus the Dolphins' interior. And if Ryan Nielsen and the cover guys on the back end can give Tua a pause, again, can Armstead get that push so Josh Allen and Trayvon Walker can beat those tackles and finish? Because I think that they will have plenty of wins against the tackles. But it's not going to matter if Tua is getting the ball out in 2 seconds because there's no resistance on the back end. It has to work together. And I think that's Ryan Nielsen's goal this week and challenge this week, Ryan Nielsen and his defensive players. Talking about against the run, I think Josh Hines-Allen and Trayvon Walker have tremendous tests and matchups there as well. Trying to disrupt on a lot of this outside zone. And then as Ryan Nielsen said yesterday, they'll kind of veer outside at times and then one cut back inside and up the field. Trying to stay home but also be disruptive. Trying to set the edge but also be disruptive. You're going to have to, at times, chase to the sideline as well. Josh Hines-Allen and Trayvon Walker can do that as well as anyone in the NFL at edge. But this running game can gash you. And I think they're going to be a big part of making sure that doesn't happen. They're going to be getting doubled. They're going to be getting chipped. Can they overcome that? Same thing with the linebackers and cornerbacks. Different challenge, but they have to play so well and disciplined against the run. There's going to be motion. There's going to be misdirection. Your eyes have to be on point, and you have to be on point with your assignment. And there's going to be some unscouted looks. But, you know, I don't have any worries about Foye, but whether it's Devin or Chad, they have a big assignment playing next to Foye. And then the cornerbacks, Tyson Campbell's a great run-defending corner. I think Ronald Darby will give full effort as well. But they got to play well. They got to play disciplined against the run. The whole defense does, really. But I do think a lot of it's going to fall down to how well Josh Hines-Allen and Trayvon Walker can handle that. And again, Devin Lloyd and Chad Muma, too. I think both of these guys will be in the game. The Jaguars coaching staff, Doug Peterson, has said it's a situational.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Starting, like, is Devin Lloyd the starter? Is Chad Muma the starter? It's just going to depend on the situations they're in, according to Doug Peterson. I don't know who's going to be the first out there. I do not know that at this point. But those guys also have a big assignment dropping into coverage, if that's how Ryan Nielsen deploys it, trying to take away that first read. Like, what Tua does so well, and Doug Peterson talked about this, knowing where windows are going to be and anticipating when to throw the football. If you're able to throw off just the timing of when that window is going to open, that can potentially give your guys time to get home. And so that's how you can be disruptive against the Dolphins. You can also, again, play physical on the outside as corners. I think the Jaguars have so many different ways to attack the Dolphins' defense, whether it's Christian Kirk and Evan Engram, kind of attacking the intermediate areas of the field, ETN attacking short to intermediate. Brian Thomas Jr., Gabe Davis, they can attack vertically. I think they can also attack intermediate. There's just so many options for this passing game for the Jaguars. So specifically though, Kirk and Ingram and ETN, the Dolphins linebackers and safeties, and I think you saw this last night between the Chiefs and the Ravens, the Jaguars need to try to get their good receivers, Kirk, Ingram, ETN, matched up with linebackers, ISO ball. If they can do that, that's going to make it really difficult for the Miami Dolphins. I said Baltimore Ravens. That's who the Chiefs were playing last night. And Anthony Weaver, Miami Dolphins defensive coordinator, comes from Baltimore. So there's some connective tissue there. There absolutely is. But I think if you're able to get Kirk, Ingram, ETN, ISO'd on a linebacker, it's game over, right? My guess for Brian Thomas Jr. is you're not going to see him a ton on the line of scrimmage. That makes it easier to get hands on him and get physical with him. I think Gabe Davis will be the X on the line more often than not. But BT could still get matched up with Jalen Ramsey, and that could just be fireworks because those two guys are as talented physically as you can be. But Ramsey's got to play for that matchup to happen. Jalen Ramsey, he has a hamstring and he has not participated in practice yet this week. And the Miami Dolphins play the Buffalo Bills on Thursday Night Football next week. They have two games in 5 days to start the season, which is obviously a tough draw. And it's interesting. Like, if you're the Dolphins, obviously you want to win your first game, but which game is more important? And obviously, you want Ramsey to be healthy for the entire season. You don't want to rush him back just to play the Jaguars in week one, in my opinion. So we'll see. We'll see if Ramsey's out there. I think that, you know, Jalen Phillips is a great player, but he's going to be on a pitch count. Don't know how much he'll be in there. I think Chop Robinson versus Cam Robinson on money downs is going to be fascinating. Talked about that last Saturday or Sunday, whatever day that was, when we first started looking at the betting lines for this game. Chop is the type of edge, the type of talent that I think could give Cam Robinson some issues because he can cross the face of the tackle. He can threaten. So here's how, like, if you can threaten the outside edge with speed and unbelievable bend, which Chop Robinson can do, then it gives you the ability to cross the face and work inside if Cam Robinson oversets. And I worry about that. You saw James Houston, who was a rookie, be able to do that against Cam Robinson, and it looked like that was going to be a devastating injury for Trevor Lawrence. Of course, he was fine. But that's a matchup I'm a little concerned about because I like Cam Robinson. We've talked about that a lot. I think he's a good starting tackle. I think he's good in pass protection, but Chop Robinson's the type of young pass rusher that I think could give him some issues. We'll see. Hopefully I'm wrong about that one. And then finally, the entire Jaguars offensive line, receivers, tight ends, they're run blockers against the Dolphins front. I don't think that the Dolphins are particularly well set up at the moment to be like this super impressive pass rush. They are going to have, obviously, simulated pressures on you, which confuse you a little bit, but Press Taylor says they've been preparing for that all offseason, so he's not super concerned. It's just a communication thing. But, like, Calais Campbell is still a good run defender. Zach Sealer is a good run defender. Benito Jones is a big, tough interior defensive lineman. I think Jordan Brooks and David Long can both fly to the football. I think they're better set up front to be effective against the run than they are the pass. So can you get that run game going? The Jaguars have focused so much on getting a hand in the dirt, getting physical, being able to push people off the ball. Can you do it against, again, I think a Dolphins front that should be pretty good against the run? And, you know, they've got corners and safeties that aren't afraid to get their nose in there either. and a new defensive coordinator who I think is going to be a star in this league, Anthony Weaver. That's going to be big, because if you can give Travis Etienne just a little bit of space, just a little bit, he can gash opposing defenses, and that's what you want to see for the Jacksonville Jaguars. But those are my matchups to watch. I would love to know what y'all are going to be watching specifically in this one. Drop your thoughts in the comment section below. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear like the hat I am wearing right now. Become a channel member here on YouTube to help support things further. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Have a good one.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.